Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Blonde Files podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Lori, and I'm here to talk all things wellness. From how to achieve optimal health and well-being to the best beauty tips and everything in between, no topic is off limits. I know there's so much information out there, so I'm bringing on expert guests and sharing my own experiences to help you sift through all the wellness stuff without the BS. Enjoy the show. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. I am so excited about today's episode. I just absolutely adore my guest. I think she is brilliant. I'm talking to Dr. Jessica Cho, who was on the show last fall. If you haven't listened to that episode, definitely go back, as I feel like it's kind of a good foundational episode to listen to before you listen to this one. Or you can do it the other way around, however you want, but definitely check that out in case you missed it. And she is also my doctor, which we talk about a little bit in this episode. And she is helping me to put together the puzzle pieces that are me and my health. And this episode, I don't even know really how to describe to you what we're talking about, but I feel like in the first episode we recorded together, we talked kind of about health on a more macro level. We talked about gut health. We talked about hormones. We talked about the interconnectedness of the body and the foundational things that we can do mostly through our lifestyles to support our overall health. And we do touch on those again in this episode, but this episode is really about our health on a micro level. We are talking about cellular health. We're talking about DNA. We're talking about telomeres. She explains to us about how we can determine our immune age, how we can measure how fast we're aging, how we can measure how quickly our cells are turning over that put us at a higher risk for diseases like cancer. We talk about genetics and epigenetics and the expression of our genes and how we can modify that through lifestyle and how to intervene when these things start to kind of go awry. And we talk a lot about like connecting the dots of health in a microscopic way. And I think you guys will just find this so fascinating. One of the questions that people ask me about a lot if I do a Q&A box is about peptides and if I can have somebody on to talk about peptide therapy. And Dr. Cho does a lot of peptide therapy in her practice. So we get into specific with peptides. We talk about semaglutide, which is a peptide, which she actually feels that a lot of people could benefit from. So that's a really interesting discussion. We also talk about exosomes and PRP and growth factors and these other bioregulators. We talk specific peptides for things like your pineal gland, your thymus, and so much more. Oh, we talk about calorie restriction, a lot of anti-aging lifestyle things that we can do, and anti-aging medical interventions. So I'm just going to leave it at that because I could just keep listing off these things, but the episode really is a comprehensive one around overall health, but also anti-aging and longevity and regenerative medicine and so much more. So a little background on Dr. Cho. She is a highly regarded internal medicine physician whose clinical approach is focused on integrative wellness. She's devoted to serving patients at Wellness at Century City in Los Angeles. I told her her phone is going to be ringing off the hook after this episode. She received her BS in biology from UCLA, and she received her MD from Keck School of Medicine at USC. And then she completed her internal medicine residency at UCLA Harbor Medical Center and began practicing in 1998. And she founded Wellness at Century City in 2000, which she started to help patients to take charge of their health and achieve long-term well-being. Her passion for integrative medicine comes from her own experience. So fresh out of medical school, she was ecstatic to start practicing internal medicine. And then she says a storm hit her during her first few years practicing, where she struggled with sleepless nights, imbalanced hormones, and moodiness. And her specialty doctors couldn't help her, and the medications she was given caused more side effects than relief. And she said that as she faced the isolating emotional repercussions of her health problems, she felt like she had become a shell of her previous self. She said that she lost herself, which I think a lot of people can relate to. And she said that she could just no longer see herself as a wife, a mom, or as a woman. So out of her despair came a quest to repair and to heal. She sought to broaden her knowledge beyond conventional Western medicine. And after years of re-educating and retraining in integrative and anti-aging medicine, as well as Eastern medicine, she discovered how to use all of the tools in healing, not only conventional prescriptions and referrals. And her ultimate goal and what she has been doing for so long is help her patients heal from within to achieve long-term wellness. She does not care about a quick fix, and she's so smart, so caring, and I am so honored to get to have her back on the show. So please enjoy Dr. Jessica Cho. Welcome, Dr. Cho.
Hi, I'm super excited to be here today.
I'm so excited to have you here. Since you were on last, you and I have begun working together, and we are trying to piece together the big jigsaw puzzle that is my health, which we were just talking about.
Such a pleasure, and it's a privilege.
Thank you.
That I can be part of that puzzle solving piece.
Yeah, thank you. It's so complex, and we were just talking before we started recording about these things that really influence our health. And I think last time you were here, we focused on a lot of the things that we can see, a lot of the things that we can kind of tangibly control in our lifestyle. But we were talking about more of like the cellular things, what's happening at a level that we can't really see, that the layman doesn't really understand. So why don't you start by kind of telling us what some of those things are?
Sure. So even though I'm not such a person to be in like public media or podcast, this is such a foreign territory. However, I felt that it was impossible for me to stay silent when there's an explosion of science and data-driven research that really kind of opens such a new, novel therapeutics and doors to healings that were ever unknown to man. And I just think that there is a good reason to be here to share those informations, and hopefully it will educate people and empower them with more truth and inspiration and more tools to work on your own self and your health and your longevity so that you can be the best version of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've talked a lot about like gut issues and hormone issues and how they're all interconnected. And I think a lot of people think, okay, like I'm experiencing this symptom and that symptom, so I'm going to go on hormone replacement and I'm going to treat the gut. And you and I, when we first met, we sat down and you literally drew a map of like, I don't even know what, but how everything is interconnected. And you said, well, no, we can't really just like treat the hormone. We need to go more upstream and treat this and treat that. And you have this really comprehensive approach to treating a lot of the things that we commonly experience instead of doing it like in that isolated way where you're just like going on birth control or going on hormones and taking a probiotic and all of that. So what are some of those modalities that you use in your practice?
So that's actually a really good intro. And I think it was, I don't even know what I talked about, but I think it's good to talk about gut and mind and all that stuff because it's very familiar and we understand them in a very macroscopic way. So I like to always start from like cortisol, insulin. And we all know what that is. But I would also like to kind of build our foundation on ancient wisdom. That is, cortisol is pretty much the survival hormone. It's a flight-fight response. But cortisol also works so intimately with the insulin that is a reason for a lot of silent diseases and also goes into a lot of inflammation and abdominal fat, which affects the hormones and your metabolism, and that kind of becomes immunity. So that's kind of big picture. But today I like to really kind of delve even deeper as the science kind of directs me, that is about like single cell, which I see as a whole universe. And inside the universe, we have such important structures that really kind of dictate how we actually operate on a daily basis on cell-to-cell communications. And then there's mitochondria, there's DNA, there's all these exosomes and cell membranes. And then once you actually master and conquer that cell health, then it allows us to kind of go into more of organ connection, and that goes into the whole system. And that connects all the dots in a microscopic way, because once we talk about cell, we can talk about all the growth factors. That's going to be what we use in PRP treatments nowadays. And then now we're kind of going forward into exosome, which is even more powerful. And then exosomes and PRPs and growth factors, all these things will kind of help us to kind of land on the landscape of longevity medicine, which kind of delve into a lot of genetics, yet more epigenetics, because genetic is a fixed material that you're born with. However, we are learning so much in explosive research that we have this epigenetic like switch that we can turn on, turn off, silence genes, or we can even upregulate or downregulate, which is all modulating effect that you can have empowered by your lifestyles and environmental factors. And that's going to really kind of give us more of a message of hope rather than you're kind of like doomed for your genetics. Mm-hmm. So I think the whole thing is about our genetics. Once you understand, you do not have to follow your DNA as destiny. We're going to actually make better, brighter future.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with Dr. Joe Dispenza? He does a lot of teachings on meditation and kind of like the quantum universe. And he talks a lot about how your thoughts can actually influence your genes and the expression of those genes. And you can actually upregulate and downregulate. And if you are living in that fight or flight and you're always in survival mode and you're thinking worst case scenario all the time, like that, living in those stress hormones, that is going to determine how some of those genes are expressed, and that can lead to disease and things, inflammation over the course of like many years. And so many people live in that state.
That is a perfect encapsulation of what I wanted to say.
Great.
I think that is such a good outset how we start, because I think that's really truth.
Yeah, I think like initially you listen to it and you think, well, that's a little bit woo-woo, but the more you learn about it and you think about it, we really do have the power over our bodies, like, but just how interconnected your mind and your body are. And you can't be living in this one state in your mind and expect that your body is going to be completely healthy. They're just, that would be so at odds. They really are influencing each other.
I think that is so well said, because we always talk about gut health nowadays, but I say your gut is beating of your immune system, but your gut behaves according to your mindset. So healing gut without brain, so almost like half of the music. It's not harmonious. It's not balanced. So gut and brain are connected by vagus nerve. You treat them as one. And also, body is more than just a sum of your organs or blood or bone or muscle. So what happens is, the more we connect dots, more we interrelate these hormones and growth factors, all these amazing peptides, I think we just come to closer to just the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the absolute truth is very hard to attain, but we can come closer to it once you learn how to connect them more and more.
Mm-hmm. If you are looking to clean up your diet before summer, or you are feeling really overwhelmed and don't have time to cook like a lot of us right now, or if you feel like your metabolism could use a kickstart, or you're having gut issues, or you're just feeling low energy, Saqqara has an answer to all of this. So the new Saqqara systems are targeted nutrition programs designed to solve your biggest health concerns, from weight management to digestion problems, and also just to time management. I feel like all of us at some point have been in the position where we want to be cooking, preparing our own food, eating healthy and all of that, but we just don't have the time or the energy at the end of the day or the beginning of the day, whenever, to do so. So whenever I get Saqqara, it is such a treat. Their food is absolutely amazing. They deliver ready-to-eat, plant-rich meals that help you look and feel your best. So I highly recommend going on the Saqqara website and just checking out their signature menu in your area for the next week. So I'm looking at mine next week. They have noodle bowls. They have blue cornflour griddle cakes for breakfast. They have spiced apple cider muffins with walnut crumble. They have cacao power breakfast bars, which are my absolute favorite. It has this cacao icing that's so good. They always have amazing salads and veggie bowls. They have raspberry tea cake. They have quesadillas and so much more. And they have so many programs that you can choose from. So whether you want their signature nutrition program, their metabolism reset, they have a fresh start cleanse, they have a performance system, they have a gut health reboot. That's amazing. So definitely go check them out. There is something for everybody. And Saqqara brings expertly designed organic nutrition programs and wellness essentials right to your door. Their science-backed, ready-to-eat meals deliver results you can see and feel, from weight management and eased bloat to boosted energy and clearer skin. And right now, Saqqara is offering my listeners 20% off your first order if you go to saqqara.com/blonde or enter the code blonde at checkout. That's Saqqara, S-A-K-A-R-A. .com/blonde to get 20% off your first order. Saqqara.com/blonde. So let's be real. When was the last time you actually enjoyed drinking plain water? And for those of you who can remember, was it the taste, or was it because you were a little thirsty and thought, this is good for me, I guess? We all know how important it is to drink enough water, and the benefits are undeniable: better skin, a clearer mood. The list goes on, but I get it. Hitting your recommended daily amount of water can be tough, especially when most tasty drinks are full of sugar and who knows what else fulfill our cravings. Luckily, now you don't have to choose between hydration and taste. You can have both with Air Up. Air Up is a new drinking system that allows you to experience flavored water through scent. Science calls this experience retronasal smell, which is essentially using your sense of smell to taste. The Air Up drinking system requires just two things: an Air Up bottle and a flavor pod. Honestly, it makes getting your daily amount of water so much easier. There are loads of flavors to pick from, like watermelon, peach, cherry, and so many more. So you won't have to choose between proper hydration or flavor anymore, because now you can have the best of both, all thanks to the power of retronasal smell and Air Up. Say goodbye to plain water and start your scent-flavored hydration journey today with Air Up by clicking the Air Up link in the description. Use the code BLONDE at checkout for 15% off your purchase.
Hi guys, it's Jordan from the Balanced Blonde Soul on Fire podcast. On my show, we go deep on all things astrology, awakening, motherhood, channeling, healing, and so much more. A few years ago, I was diagnosed with chronic Lyme disease, and the healing journey I embarked on at that time set me on the path to radical awakening. Let's just say I had no choice but to change my energy, and that opened me up to the most beautiful healing of my life. On my show, you can expect to feel like you're sitting in my living room chatting with old friends. Tune in every Wednesday to connect and hang on the Balance Blonde Soul on Fire.
So if you think about treating the gut with probiotics and glutamine, I don't know, I'm just throwing things out there, and then you're treating your hormones, that's kind of like a macro thing. How do you determine what's happening at the micro level, at the cellular level? And then how do you connect those dots?
So I think nowadays, because you have such a predictable and measurable metrics on your genetics and also epigenetics, which is all about DNA methylation. So for example, I think I like to always go to your genetics and environmentals, because I think it's very hard to just have a full picture with just doing things right. We kind of have to know what that means in the whole landscape of your health and well-being. So what I like to say is we are actually at the science point where the future is very asymmetric, meaning we have a genome sequence, everything. And now we know that your environmental factors, your lifestyles will actually become part of your epigenetics. And you can literally change DNA methylation on your epigenetic level. So for example, you can have autoimmune disease like Hashimoto's, and that's from the genetic basis. But you can also see that you and I can have the same genetics, and I have Hashimoto's expressed genetically at age 21. And you may not have that express until 51, or you may not have the express in your whole lifetime. So what just happened is we have the same genetics, and you just change the destiny of that genetic expression and manifestation by doing what you could have done.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's very powerful. And if you just kind of encapsulate this, when I was in medical school like 30 years ago, we said, breast cancer is 80% genetics and 20% environmental. And today we know that BRCA gene, even though you have it, that's 20% of the breast cancer patients. That means 80% is really going to be influenced by your epigenetics.
Mm-hmm.
And now besides your lifestyle, we really are at the stage that we really have to incorporate even our living space. Like environmental toxins in your house and office and workspace, they really matter because we are so exposed to so many organic solvents and plastics and mycotoxins and molds and all that. And they really become part of the whole landscape of how your health is going to be driven. So thus, I like to say it's not about what we are exposed to. We now choose smartly about what you're going to expose yourself to. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to really be a key thing.
Mm-hmm. Do you recommend that everybody get genetic testing to begin with?
Is a really kind of the explosive beginning of the thing. But I just ran my genetics just because I was curious. Because I always do a lot of incubation of like new science. Mm-hmm. Not that I love all the new science, but I also incubate them in a way I kind of watch it, explore it, read it, and then I actually test it. And I kind of tested on beta testing. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of introduced the patient. So I kind of did my testing a few months ago. And now we are at the place that you don't have to know genetics, but I think it's very important in some patients that you know your chronological age, but your cellular age is a different thing. And you can actually measure your extrinsic epigenetic age, which is your age plus immune age combined. And you're, to be honest, you're young as your immune age.
Interesting.
So I just looked at the extrinsic epigenetic gene, and then that correlates to your telomere,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of like the end DNA, like a little shoelace cap mm-hmm. that actually protects your DNA chromosomal informations. And that length can be now measured. And you can go from 5 to 10. And think of telomere as almost like a brake pad in your car. So the way I'm going to have people understand is, because it's hard to see things that you don't see in your own like naked eye, is like, just think that you bought a car and you bought it 1 year ago. That's your chronological age. Now, you're going to look at your odometer and you can put 10,000 mileage on that car in 1 year. or I can put 100,000 mileage on that car. So that odometer is almost like your biological age. And then your brake pad becomes what remains on your brake pad as telomere. Mm-hmm. And your car cannot be driven if you have no brake pad. And then you can also now measure the speedometer of your life, meaning you can see how fast you're aging. And we call that Dundiarin pace testing. So you can even see how fast you're actually aging at this time. And then you can even tell mitotic clock, which means how fast your cells are turning over. Mm. So if you think about it, cancer cells are known to go through cell division at crazy level, mm-hmm. out of control, to inflammation, to infections, that all represent higher cell division turnover rate. Mm-hmm. So if you kind of look at the mitotic clock, you can see something is ticking in your system, even though you may be not recognizing yourself. So you can see your biological age, your age odometer. You can see what cells are doing. Are they going crazy or like are they calm? Or you can even look at how much brake pad you have remaining. Mm-hmm. And all these informations are never like standalone testing. However, with a lot of other testing, they really help you to kind of guide you to navigate better and who to pick up as high-risk patients. Mm-hmm. And you can do more early interventions, or you can even do more targeted testing according to what they show. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of the really new tools we have in longevity medicine to regeneration mm-hmm. medicine. Mm-hmm. Now, on regenerative medicines, we have such amazing new like biologics, like those are peptides to like bioregulators, which is now tiniest peptide. And they're very much more like specific for organ or tissues. So just kind of think that peptides are like this. You have like a really smart home and you got a remote control outside the home. So you can actually turn like on the switch. I like to heat up my house before I get home. Mm-hmm. And you can like push the button and it will send that message to your house and it will like turn on the heater for you. I mean, it's very possible. Mm-hmm. It's not science fiction
right.
anymore. And then you can even now, so you can do that. It's more like peptide. And if you have a bioregulator, that even smaller switch or smaller peptide that I can just say, oh, don't heat up the whole house, just my room. So wow. These tiniest peptides will just go to that one organ. And I like to talk about maybe pineal gland and maybe thymus because mm-hmm. pineal gland is so important because sleep is my number one mm-hmm. thing about anti-aging. And pineal gland is what regulates your biological clock. And it does regulate your melatonin production. It actually is a lot about neuroregeneration to endocrine system. So this is like my central pillar of anti-aging. So if you kind of restore and regenerate your pineal gland, which becomes very calcified as you get older, mm-hmm. you can actually really kind of restore or even resurrect your sleep cycle, mm-hmm. which kind of does everything for you. Mm-hmm. And same way, the thymus is like the small little gland that sits in your chest. And this is where all the immune system comes in. So that's why we have like thymusin alpha-1, thymus beta-4, which are like really, really popular peptides that work so many levels on the immune system. Mm-hmm. So those are like bioregulator. We can even have a bioregulator for just your like retina or skin. So it's very small things. And just kind of give you background, we may just not be known about it, but peptide is introduced in 1920s as insulin.
Wow.
So it's almost like time to celebrate because it's 100 years. Uh-huh. So we only know insulin. But you know that we now have a semaglutide,
yeah.
the popular Ozempic that you can't even find. That's GLP-1. Uh-huh. And then we have a GIP-1, which is now Mounjaro with the GLP-1 combined. But it's 100 years. In fact, we have 80 peptides that are approved for drug therapies. Mm-hmm. And we have about 14,000 PubMed articles, including very reputable articles on journals like Nature and Science that are publishing these data. And there are millions of people who are tested on this peptides, even from Russia. So I think we have a very long history of a peptide with the science and research and data that's very robust.
Mm-hmm.
So
I want to get into some of the specifics because I've been getting tons of questions about peptides lately. It's like suddenly in the past, mm-hmm. since you were on last time, last fall, it's like all of a sudden, I don't know where people are getting their information, but but I kind of want to rewind a little bit to what you were talking about with being able to look at these various ages. And if somebody does some of this testing and they see that their cell turnover is really fast and their telomeres are really short, what are the therapies then to intervene on those, or can you even?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I really believe that we are still in the infancy of the whole research, and uh-huh. these are kind of still new frontiers. So mm-hmm. we have still a lot more to be understood. We have a lot more to be understood. But however, like astragalus is a very known thing, and a lot of immune modulator that will lengthen your telomeres. And also, if you even think about like intermittent fasting, deep sleep, mm-hmm. and even telomerase activated food, nuts and legumes and coffee even, they are telomerase activator. They actually lengthen your telomeres.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's kind of everywhere.
So you can reverse
right.
the damage.
Because okay. remember the epigenetics is a switch. Mm-hmm. And we know that 60% of that epigenetics is based on DNA methylations. And 60% of that DNA methylations we can modify.
Mm.
So in a way that to see is like there's so much you can do if you just know them and enlighten yourself and get into consistent lifestyle.
Mm, yeah. So what are some of the lifestyle things that can help and some of the things that can hurt? You mentioned sleep, obviously, is a huge one.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Exercise. Mm-hmm. We talked about maybe high intensity interval training, yoga, mindfulness, 3-minute mind makeover.
What's that?
I actually start from just a 5-minute gratitude journal.
Okay.
A lot of people do.
Uh-huh.
And you can do calorie restriction has mm-hmm. been very, very well studied. And mm-hmm. it's been known to be anti-aging.
Mm-hmm. What about like metformin?
So metformin is a really great place to start.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have rapamycin, which is even better.
Mm-hmm.
But metformin has been very, mm-hmm. shown to be very anti-aging.
Resveratrol?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Quercetin is another one.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of studies are going into astragalus. But I think mm-hmm. the next thing that's going to be, I think, huge is called many names, epithalamin or epitalone.
Hmm.
That
I haven't
is
heard
a,
of that.
Oh, you haven't heard that?
No.
So this is a tiniest peptide, only 4 amino acid chain, naturally made in your body, especially around the pineal gland.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what you can use to resurrect sleep cycle, and it has been confirmed to be telomerase activator.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you're going to lengthen your telomeres. And even in animal models, we've seen like 28 to like 35%, 40% increase in lifespan of the mice.
Wow.
And it's well studied. And I think it's going to be the next thing. Mm-hmm. And you can find them in oral forms, or injections, or nasal sprays. There are a lot of different formats.
Mm-hmm.
Summer is on its way, and if you have been dreaming up ideas for your outdoor space and how you can make the most of it, then run, don't walk, to Article. So Article's curated catalog of outdoor furniture is here to help you do all your favorite things this summer. They have everything you need to really make things your own, from outdoor sofas to dining sets to decor. Definitely go to article.com and just look at the curation that they have. I have been eyeing the terrazzo stools and the terrazzo planters. I think they are so chic. They're kind of that earthy vibe in a really minimalist, clean way, which I love. And they have amazing sectionals and tables and chairs, just everything that you would want for that perfect summer outdoor space. And really, the great outdoors is the ultimate open concept area. There's so much potential there. So why not make your outdoor space really work for you? Article is definitely my go-to because I had such a good experience with them last year. I got their Gabriola ivory boucle chairs, which I have never gotten so many compliments on something as I did on those chairs. And the entire process was so seamless, from ordering to delivery time to the delivery itself. It was so easy. And I also really appreciate Article's dedication to thoughtful craftsmanship that stands the test of time and looks good doing it. They are all about finding the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. They have an amazing curated assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandi, and boho designs, so it makes furniture shopping really simple. And right now, Article is offering my listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, just visit article.com/blonde, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/blonde for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. So I've talked about this before, but my dog Harvey was kind of in his flop era, I want to say, like 6 months ago. He normally has tons of energy, but he was just kind of lethargic. He didn't really want to go on as many walks. When we did walk, he didn't have the energy to go very far. Normally, he was so excited about breakfast and dinner, but he stopped being excited. We would have to kind of coerce him into eating, and he's totally healthy. So we decided that it was time to change his food, and it made such a big difference, let me tell you. He is back to his puppy energy, although he's almost 6 years old, which is crazy. His coat is looking beautiful. He comes to find us like 5 or 10 minutes before his normal feeding times and basically harasses us until we give him his food. And we started giving him sundaes, and this is what he really loves. So sundaes is air-dried dog food made from a short list of human-grade ingredients. It was co-founded by Dr. Tori, a practicing veterinarian. It contains 90% meat, 10% vegetables, and 0% synthetic nutrients. So besides USDA beef and all-natural chicken, you'll also find digestive aids like pumpkin and ginger, plus disease-fighting antioxidants. Dog parents, besides us, report noticeable health improvements in their puppies, including softer fur, fresher breath, better poops, and more energy. And unlike other fresh dog food, sundaes is zero prep, zero mess, and zero stress. It's shelf-stable, which makes it easy to feed your pup top-quality food. Every order ships right to your door, so you'll never worry about running out of dog food again. And it costs 40% less than other healthy dog food brands because it doesn't waste money on shipping frozen packages. Instead, they spend on what really matters, which is sourcing the best all-natural ingredients for your dog. And we worked out a special deal for my dog-loving listeners. You can get 35% off your first order of sundaes. Go to sundaesfordogs.com/blonde. Or use the code BLONDE at checkout. That's sundaesfordogs.com/blonde. And upgrade your pup to sundaes and feel good about the food you feed your dog. I want to talk about calorie restriction a little bit. I think people bristle at that because I think everything nowadays is like classified as diet culture. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people who are really on the forefront of longevity research and genetics, I'm thinking of like Dr. David Sinclair at Harvard. Mm-hmm. He talks a lot about calorie restriction. Mm-hmm. And I think he's been running like the genetics and aging lab there for decades. And he's like very into calorie restriction. He'll fast for a few days and he'll eat one meal a day. And mm-hmm. I think I talked about this recently on like a solo episode where people listen to that and they don't call that diet culture. But then Gwyneth Paltrow goes on a podcast and talks about how she doesn't eat until 12. Mm-hmm. And then she does the sauna and then she mm-hmm. eats a paleo dinner and everybody's up in arms. And I'm like,
I get that. Yeah, I see that.
But let's talk about calorie restriction and intermittent fasting. It was my understanding that it's not appropriate for some people, especially if they do have hormone issues, maybe because of the cortisol and all of that. But why don't you tell us about that?
So I know as a fact that calorie restrictions have been shown to be very anti-aging. Mm-hmm. And I think I've seen a lot of articles and researches on that. However, you kind of have to understand what it means that calorie restriction is for longevity, because I think that is a science. However, for example, depending on your DNA methylation pattern, you may not respond to calorie restrictions like some other people do. Like, for example, my methylation pattern says if I do calorie strict, I'm not going to lose any weight. So,
and you find that through testing?
I found that through testing. Okay. And that's a very true in my case. So you can do calorie restriction understanding. It might be good for longevity, but you may not expect, oh, that's going to give me weight loss. It's going to give me X, Y, Z, because your genetic patterns may not be compatible for you to use a CR as a weight loss or some other benefits. But I think calorie restriction overall, it's been very confirmed to be very anti-aging, for sure.
So is everybody who's on Ozempic and Mounjaro going to live so much longer?
Well, I mean, I don't know about longevity on Ozempic and Mounjaro. However, what I find is if you look at Ozempic GLP-1 agonist, which is a peptide again, it works on 9 different receptors on 9 different organs. The one thing I love about Ozempic is not about, oh my God, I lose so much weight. I see that. But I emphasize over and over to patients, I love the most that it affects your dopamine center on your brain.
Ooh.
So you probably didn't hear this as much because everybody's like on that for like weight loss.
Yeah.
Yes, it works on your insulin receptors. It works on gut and it works on kidneys and pancreas and so many different organs, which I love about. However, what I really love the most is it actually works on your brain. So when you actually hit that receptors on dopamine through the semaglutide, what happens is that's how you lose the appetite because dopamine is all about the neurotransmitter for like your satisfaction, drive, and pleasure.
Yeah.
You don't need
that. It's like if you're falling in love and you have all the dopamine, you're
not
eating.
Thank you. Thank you. You know what? You don't need it because we're eating mostly out of our own met emotional, physical need, not because your gut says I'm hungry.
Right.
So it takes out all that noise and your life becomes light because you feel spiritually uplifted and all the distraction goes away because now you eat based on your organic need, not by this stress eating, like emotional eating, eating as a weapon, which we all the time do. So I actually really love semaglutide working even on patient with like dopamine depleted state, like depression to anxiety to even focus attention. And it has shown to be very neuroprotective and brain nootropics. I love that.
So what if there's somebody who qualifies or it would be appropriate for them in all those other areas, but they are a normal BMI or their weight is normal, can you do it like in micro doses where they're not going to lose too much weight? Or this is sounding amazing.
And then and then there's also cardiovascular protection is almost mind-blowing.
Sign me up.
So you probably didn't hear this. This is still in the back end, but we see that Ozempic like alone will cause about 30 to 40% cardiovascular reduction in events and mortality and morbidity rate.
Wow.
That's a mind-blowing. So there's so many benefits. So how do you deliver this Ozempic that's so hard to get? Well, if you are qualified on insurance basis, that's one thing. But we can now do compound on semaglutide.
Oh.
And then other really good thing is, you know, how so many people are so sick on their gut. The reason is, it's not that they have this complication or side effects. Most people who are needing Ozempic to lose weight, they already have a mind and gut problem.
Right.
So it kind of uncovers that gut issues and you're going to have a lot of gut problems. So what I do is now I'm able to compound semaglutide with a BPC-157 combined.
And which peptide is that?
Oh, BPC-157. That's the oldest known peptide.
Oh.
That's what I use for any gut repair.
Okay.
From IBS to like SIBO to you name it, IBD, inflammatory bowel disease, also works on depression. It's a really amazing peptide and it's a practically side effect free. There's no complications, safe, effective, and very pleiotropic, meaning it works on so many different levels as well. So when you combine them, you really can navigate through semaglutide so much better, but you also get a lot of gut healing effect. It's a really smart way to do it.
But that can be for people who don't need to lose weight as well, or it's only for people who need to lose weight?
I don't know, because I'm in Central City in this area, everybody needs to lose 5 to 10 pounds. I have not seen one patient who says, oh, I need to lose weight.
Yeah.
And they look amazing. They still have to lose 10 pounds. I don't know what it is.
So you're saying that I can do this, is what I'm hearing.
I absolutely recommend it. I love it because it works so much on your cardiovascular and brain.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that when you lose weight, so I'm going to tell you one thing I love the most. Mm-hmm. I love educating patients, and I like to empower patients with the truth. However, I really enjoy when patients come back in so many weeks or whatnot and say, I am loving my body back, and I'm confident because they have this resurrected self-image.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're actually inspired to do their lifestyle with such a joy, not the way they were doing before, like they are burdened.
Yeah.
Because everybody is like so burdened by working and revolving their life around eating and dieting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a counter-effective because you're already stressed out and you're working out and eating better. And it turns back.
Yeah.
No ROI.
Yeah. It's so true.
It's really hurtful stories I hear.
Yeah.
So I think it's really joy to watch this patient transform in their life. Like they're so motivated and they're loving their life again and they're like confident and they're thriving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know that I agree with all the controversy around it. I think that a lot of the people that are calling people out for being on Ozempic, it's like, well, I don't think there's a shortage anymore. People who are diabetic who need it are able to get it. And if people can, like you're saying, lose the weight and feel confident and adopt better lifestyle habits without struggling so much and having that stress of having to do it, like, why not do that
if you can agree
and like celebrate? It's like, I think people are just angry that like, maybe they had to work hard for it and other people don't have to work as hard. I don't know.
I think this is a way kind of medicine has to become social responsibilities and social justice, meaning amongst all the doctors and scientists and researchers, we know that used to be like, we used to say that statin has been water.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that Ozempic has been water. It's good for everybody. But thing is, our system is not moving forward as fast as we are moving in our science. So it will just take time for us to kind of go forward in a society where it should be like everybody deserves to be on this Ozempic and might be even better version of it.
Right.
Because there's more research coming through.
Yeah.
So if they are on it on global level, we're going to save so many lives, but so much money because it's going to actually prevent so many diseases and it's going to be just explosive.
Wasn't there a risk though of pancreatic cancer or?
So definitely you have to be mindful. It's still a peptide or drug. So if you have like thyroid medullary cancer or if you have a very special kind of endocrine problem called MEN, you're not qualified to be on this. And yeah, there's a small chance you can have a pancreatitis. You can even have a gallbladder stone issues. So you kind of have to watch out for what may be coming. But if you're doing it well with a good supervisions and good surveillance, I think it's still an amazing option. And a lot of number one question I asked to my patients is like, am I going to gain back all the weight if I lose it on Ozempic? And I think that's a very important thing to bring up because if you just lose weight on Ozempic and didn't work on your foundation, then you will probably gain back because you're back to your same body. So I always kind of tell the patients it's a two-way approach, meaning you're going to lose weight on Ozempic because it's a driver of weight loss. At the same time, you must reset and realign your foundation, which is a cortisol, insulin to inflammation, to hormones, to your immune system and all that, gut and brain and sleep. So by the time you lose weight, you're going to be almost reborn as a new body that is so much more aligned in foundations. So your weight loss should become like a natural outflow of your lifestyle. It's like think of it as a vibrant leaf on the branch. It doesn't have to do any effort. It just reflects the healthy root of the tree.
Yeah.
So that is what I really always try to emphasize. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't just lose weight, sounds but work amazing. On your foundation.
Yeah. In this episode, Dr. Cho and I talk a lot about these really specific things that we can do at a micro level to support our health. But one of the really foundational things that we can do is take a multivitamin, and Ritual is my absolute favorite. So their multivitamin for women 18 plus is incredible. I've been taking it for years. First of all, I love their ethos. So they believe that we can get most of what we need from our diets, but they also know that it's impossible to get all the nutrients that we need from our diet 100% of the time. So their multivitamin really helps us focus on what's important, and then they fill in the gaps. So the multivitamin for women 18 plus is made with super high quality and traceable key ingredients in clean, bioavailable forms. It has 9 key nutrients in just 2 capsules a day, and it's actually enjoyable because there's a minty essence in every bottle, so it helps to keep things fresh and you get that minty flavor. And they also have time release, so you're not getting hit with that feeling that you get sometimes after taking supplements where it can like upset your stomach a little bit. I'm very sensitive, so that always happens to me, but not with Ritual, which is one of the reasons why I love them. I also really appreciate their commitment to science, to doing studies, and to having the absolute highest quality and, like I said, traceable ingredients. You can go onto their website and see all of this. And it's why myself and so many others love Ritual. So instead of striving for perfect health, aim for supporting foundational health. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. So go to ritual.com/blonde. To start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 plus to your subscription today. Again, that's ritual.com/blonde. In this episode, we're talking a lot about what you can do at a cellular level to really support your entire body's health. And something that I have been doing for a few years that I absolutely love is incorporating electrolytes into my routine. So I'll start with, why do we need to replenish electrolytes? So if you are eating a whole food-based diet, if you try to eat really clean, you are probably eating pretty low sodium. If you are active, working out, if you have a few glasses of wine, you may need to replenish your electrolytes, because electrolytes facilitate hundreds of functions in the body, including the conduction of nerve impulses, hormonal regulation, nutrient absorption, and fluid balance. So it's not just about hydration. In fact, I started doing this years ago when I was having a lot of water retention. So I know it sounds counterintuitive to add something like sodium to your diet, but it actually really helped to kind of flush out some of that water retention and help to maintain that fluid balance. Other symptoms of electrolyte deficiency can be headaches, muscle cramps, fatigue, and sleeplessness. So definitely consider incorporating this into your routine. My favorite way to do this is with Element. So it's an electrolyte drink mix with everything you need and nothing you don't. So that means lots of salt with no sugar. It has a science-backed electrolyte ratio of 1,000 milligrams of sodium, 200 milligrams of potassium, and 60 milligrams of magnesium with no sugar, no coloring, no fillers, no artificial ingredients, basically no BS, and they have the best flavors. Okay, so I love the citrus. I actually mix the citrus with sparkling water, and it basically tastes like Sprite, but without obviously the tons of sugar that's in soda. I also like to do that with the orange salt, or you can just mix it with regular water or however you want to drink it. I know people who add the chocolate salt to their coffee, which they said is amazing. They have watermelon salt that I love and so many people love. You can do the mango chili. You can do it on the rim of your margarita. I mean, you can really incorporate this any way that you want to into your routine. And right now, Element is offering my listeners a free sample pack with any order. That's 8 single serving packs free with any Element order. This is a great way to try all 8 flavors or share Element with a salty friend. Get yours at drinkelement.com/blondefiles. This deal is only available through my link, so you must go to drinkelement.com, drinkelement.com/blondefiles. And
Element offers a no questions asked refund, so you can try it totally risk-free. If you don't like it, share it with a salty friend and they will give you your money back, no questions asked, so you have nothing to lose. What are some other peptides that you like? You mentioned the gut, obviously, semaglutide, the one for the pineal and the thyroid, or what was the?
Thymus. Thymosin for thymus.
What are there good peptides for skin, I think you mentioned earlier?
Oh, the skin peptide is a GHKCU, and there are a couple other peptides, but GHKCU is really intriguing because we call that Botox in a bottle, meaning we have a topical GHKCU that almost like recreate the collagen in less than, but we can also use that as an injection, and it's amazing for hair, skin, nail regeneration. However, that's kind of only the surface. We still don't know how it works, and I really think that this is going to be very multi-layered pleiotropic peptide where it works on brain to like, I don't know, endocrine system. There's more to be done, more to be found, but it's going to be very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And when it talks about, when you talk about like hair, sexual wellness in women, I think these are really important topics because there has been no amazing solutions. So it's very exciting on GHKC.
Any others that are favorites of yours?
So I love, my favorite is CJC and combined with the Ipamulin. So CJC is what creates your body to create more growth hormone. So that's kind of my number one thing. And when you combine two peptides like CJC and Ipamulin, they are like a wine and steak. So when you combine them, you actually get about 5 to 7 times more potency than doing one at a time. So when you combine CJC and Ipamulin, Ipamulin think as like it's a very similar to ghrelin hormones. So that is a very important hormone that controls your hunger to like bodies and all that. You really kind of sleep well, all the way to body composition enhancement. You get just better vitality, endurance. It does all the anti-aging. So CJC, Ipamulin, Sirmolin, those are kind of my top three. And when it comes to gut and tissue regeneration, I really like to go to BPC 157. But Thymosin Beta 4 is another amazing thing that you can use for like autoimmune to all tissue regeneration. To it works on fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, multiple sclerosis. It's just a wide array of benefits.
How do you determine which ones to use? Because it sounds like all of them are beneficial. And obviously, some people struggle with certain things more than others. But I'm just listening to you saying, like, give me all of them.
That's how I felt when I was introduced to peptide in the beginning. Yeah. How can it be?
Did you try all of them?
I try all of them and I circulated all of them all the time.
Interesting.
So it's kind of interesting because people say, how can it be so good?
Yeah.
But it's like semaglutide. It works on so many different receptors at the same time. No peptide works on one place. That's why it's so amazing. And number two, when you combine them, it's more synergistic. And then it's like, think of it's like you have a master key that has a lot of keychains. So you can do so many different things. But how do I choose? Depending on what patient presents with and their top three priorities are. So if they really want to heal from gut, I might just go to BPC 157. If they have a lot of aches and pains and all that, I might go to Thymosin Beta 4 or BPC 157 or combination. Or if they have a lot of sleep problem, I will start from maybe CJC IPA and then add in the Epitalamin because that way may help with the sleep more. So there are a lot of ways of doing things depending on what patient presents with.
And how long do you stay on peptide therapy? I mean, do you do one for a few months and then you go on to another one or?
Well, good thing is they kind of stay in your system for several months. So the duration is really depends on how far you're away from the balance point. But typically anywhere from 2 to 6 months is what you need. But then once you build a foundation, and if you keep up your lifestyle, you don't lose out what you just built. So it's very, like, kind of perpetual in many ways.
So it's like building blocks.
Exactly.
Kind of, that you build on top of. And then what about exosomes?
So exosome is like another amazing small thing. And I think it's going to be really the best next thing. So exosome is almost like little bubble. that carries so many cargos of good stuff. Like it has proteins, nucleic acid, fats, metabolites, and it's just got every message. So, and then you get it from umbilical cord blood. So these are all not FDA, they're not FDA approved. Peptides are not FDA approved as of yet, but they're not FDA approved. But at the same time, I also think that instead of just waiting until FDA does anything, you just have to be sometimes bold and not be afraid to let people know what's available, because it can really help and it can do wonders. So there are just like so many messages encapsulated into a little small vesicle. And we used to thought that was like a waste basket in your body. But now with the electron microscope, we are able to see it and we can see what it does. So you get it from umbilical cord blood, dry freeze, and then you have to get it from FDA approved facilities to make it like legit. And you can use that for all kinds of restoration, regenerations, and rejuvenations, aesthetics. It's very popular for hair, skin, but I also use that on IVs to kind of make you younger in every single way. I actually did. So I broke my lever on my shoulder. I couldn't move my shoulder. And then I was like thinking of doing like surgery to PRP to like everything. And I did exosome therapy. And literally in about 3 weeks, I felt better. And now I'm able to like move the whole 360 degrees.
Wow. Recently?
Yeah, this is just back in December.
Oh.
I got injected.
Wow. You know what? Actually, I met somebody on a flight like a month or a few weeks ago when I was going to Miami, and he was talking about exosomes as well, I think. And he was saying that he had an injury. I think it was a shoulder too. And he's a golfer, not like professional, but he was like, yeah, they wanted to do surgery and blah, blah, blah. And then he went to his doctor here who did, I think it was exosomes. I think he tried PRP and then did that. And he was like, yeah, and it was better.
It's, crazy. Once you see it, I mean, you really become a firm believer. So I've been watching exosome medicine for a while. And from December, I just couldn't believe what it was doing. So now I am a full believer in this. And I'm doing it because the beta testing is over. I'm doing it, but it's just amazing. So the good thing is PRP is also good.
Right.
And I think still a very viable option. At the same time, you're kind of getting your own blood and you centrifuge down. And then you're getting the platelet-rich plasma that has a lot of growth factors. So they are good. But your growth factors are as good as your age.
Right.
So I'm kind of getting all growth factors.
So as you opposed, want that baby.
Yeah, it's not the baby potential. So the exosome is just better because it's from the umbilical cord blood.
Right.
So the potential is just enormous. And they work right away.
Wow. And you can do that, you said, for aesthetics as well?
Yeah, a lot of people are doing exosome on their face with microneedling or injection or they do on the hair.
Amazing. Do you need another person to do beta testing? So I'm available.
You know.
in case you needed someone else to do this with you. Amazing. Well, I think you're probably going to get all of LA calling your office to get the semaglutide and the other peptide combo and all of these peptides. It really is incredible. What are some other things that people can do tangibly that they can start today, whether it's lifestyle? Obviously, we talked about sleep and exercise. Is there anything else that we didn't talk about that people should maybe cut out or should start doing before they come to see you for all of their peptide and exosome therapy?
I actually believe that you are an exosome. I was thinking about this talk and I was like, oh my gosh, she is the messenger. You're like the best. I see exosome as like a FedEx carrier that carries all the message to everybody and give good news, right? You're like exosome through what you do.
Well,
you're giving messages and you're kind of giving different messages. Like you do health and beauty, whatever you do, you're kind of like spreading the message.
Thank you.
And people get inspired. Mm-hmm. So here is a tangible.
So you're saying I'm like a little baby?
You're like a little baby with amazing potential that is spreading everywhere.
Thank you.
I think people can start with just kind of avoiding mm-hmm. bad things. Mm-hmm. So what hurts your telomere is alcohol, red meat, processed meat. Mm, maybe okay. three things. Mm-hmm. And what really lengthens your telomeres are legumes mm-hmm. and a lot of beans and chickpeas and good stuff like that, and fruits and vegetables, mm-hmm. even coffee. So again, it starts in a very small things again.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming back. We'll have to have you back again after I go in for beta testing and
amazing. I'll let you know.
Thank you. I hope you enjoyed that episode. And if you liked it, and if you like the show in general, please take a second to rate, review, and subscribe. It goes a long way, and it's actually the best way to support the show. Also, if you want to see more about each episode, you can head over to the Blonde Files podcast on Instagram. You can go to ariellaurie.com. And I'm always posting about each episode over on my personal page at ariellaurie.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.